One of the great masterpieces of the 20th century was written by a French Jew named Marcel Proust. Usually translated into English as Remembrance of Things Past, because the first translator, Terence Kilmartin, decided that he was going to choose titles from Shakespeare, but it's more accurately translated as In Search of Lost Time. And that idea that we search for times that are now lost, that idea increasingly dominates our lives as we get older. And as a very old people, I think it is fair to say that in some ways dominates the life of the Jew. We have long memories and an ancient history and endless epochs and lands over which to range, to examine, to lament, and to remember. So much has happened to us that sometimes it seems as though if there was a bank of memory, ours must be overflowing. And yet, in every life, as in every people's life, there is always, it seems, room for more and more and more. Every individual loss marks us and changes us. And every loss as a people has marked and changed us as well. So when on this week we commemorate the holiday of Tisha B'Av, it is unsurprising both that it marks one of the great tragedies of Jewish history, that is, the destruction of the temple, and also that other tragedies have gradually accreted, that is, attached to themselves to this day. So that we remember the destruction of the first temple, the destruction of the second temple, the Crusades, the Inquisition, all of them together in this great cauldron of memory have become part of Tisha B'Av. And in the same way that as a human being, as an individual, every loss recalls every loss that preceded it. That when you lose someone who is close to you, you remember others whom you've lost. So as a people, because of one loss, we remember all of our losses. And of course, another way of saying I lost someone is saying I remember someone. So we are, as a people, haunted by historical memories. And they change us and they shape us, but there is no predetermined path for how memory shapes you. You cannot know at the beginning of a loss what it will do to your life. When we lose people that are close to us, amazingly, the relationship doesn't end. It changes as time goes on. And your relationship to people whom you've lost is different year by year as your memory shapes and reshapes, changes and guides the way that you think about the person whom you loved. And the same thing is true with a people. There was a time in Jewish history when Tisha B'Av was nothing but loss, nothing but pain, nothing but tragedy. It was not only, after all, the loss of the temple. It was the loss of the sovereignty of the land. It was the slaughter of scholars and teachers to the point where the Jewish tradition was in danger of disappearing forever. In fact, we owe the creation of our sacred literature after the Torah, of the Mishnah and the Talmud, we owe it to the fact that after the destruction, those teachers who remained were so terrified that everybody who remembered Jewish learning would be lost that they wrote it down. Before that, it was an oral tradition. Teacher would tell student for generations, because we all know that the best way to learn something is to wrap it up in a person. If you have a choice between a teacher and a book, you always go for a teacher. A teacher you can challenge, ask questions, changes, grows, learns with the student. And so the Jewish tradition was a verbal, oral tradition until this great catastrophe befell us, and our sages who survived decided they had to write it down because there would be no one left to remember. And so Tisha B'Av was a day of weeping and mourning and fasting. And that's all it was. But then memory changed. Because now, of course, Tisha B'Av is a tragedy that was a prelude to the restoration of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, 2,000 years later. And so it isn't only the chronicle of a loss. And memory changes. In individual life, when something changes in your life, you remember the person whom you've lost and you think, what would they have to say about this? How would they feel about that? What if they were here to see this change in my life and things shift? That happens in our memory as a people as well. As we experience more of Jewish history, since you have more Jewish history at your back than any generation that preceded you, and your children and grandchildren will have still more, we see the past through the prism of the present. We understand it differently. The past, strangely enough, changes as the present changes. Because no longer is Tisha B'Av only about the loss of the land. It's now also about the restoration. On Yom Kippur, we call God Zocher Kol HaNishkachot, the one who remembers everything forgotten. We, in our fragmentary and ephemeral and partial ways, also remember things forgotten. There are memories you have that no other human being on earth has. They're only yours. If you share them, they may last for another generation or two, but still, there will be much forgotten. But that's what happens in the shaping of any story. If I ask you the story of your life, you will shape and leave out and edit and give me the significant facts that threaded together make the story of who you are. And so with the Jewish people, we have so much to choose from. And when we tell our story, we choose those things that have made us what we are. Much of it is beautiful and glorious and worshipful and scholarly and artistic and loving and familial. But some of it that we set aside special days to remember, is tragic and sad and awful and painful. We are a lucky generation that we can remember our pain, knowing that we live in terms of Jewish history in a time of great joy. But that lesson of Tisha B'Av to the Jewish people is also a lesson to individuals who have lost. which is that your pain is the measure of your blessing. And that which you feel that you have lost is, of course, only that which you had. As Jews, we have been blessed with so much. That's how we know how keen our losses have been. But in memory is our meaning. And in memory is our love. So this Monday night and Tuesday, when together we read the words of Echa about when our ancestors were exiled from their land and they sat by the banks of the river and sang songs of Zion, let us also be so grateful that as individuals and as a people, we have the memory of the joys we have shared as well as the pains we have endured, and that we are blessed to be the generation that once again can walk in that land, can pray at those stones, can thank God that our ancestors remembered long enough and cared deeply enough to bring all of us to this moment. Shabbat Shalom.